As we celebrate Independence Day this week, it is important that we take time to reflect on the countless contributions by numerous Americans that have helped make our nation what it is today. During this patriotic national holiday in which families and friends join together in fellowship, we must also remember to salute the brave men and women who serve our great country. Today, Americans are still fighting to defend the same principles we have staunchly held for centuries. For more than 230 years, Americans have risked their fortunes and their lives to fight for liberty and defend this great country. In each generation since 1776, brave Americans have stepped up and risked everything to defend American ideals, particularly our men and women in uniform. These soldiers have made a tremendous sacrifice to honorably serve our country, and since entering Congress, I have made veterans and their families a focus of my work in our nation's capital. Our troops and veterans serve our country with distinction, and I believe it is our duty to honor them and make sure they have the services they need to succeed. Throughout my time in Congress, I have worked to help pass many pieces of legislation that have put our troops and veterans first. I helped pass the largest investment in veterans' health care funding in the history of the VA, worked to modernize the GI Bill for the first time in over 20 years to help cover the cost of college and allow soldiers and veterans to transfer these education benefits to their spouses and children, and ensured our Reserve and National Guard soldiers also qualified for this new college benefit when they returned from Iraq and Afghanistan. Additionally, I helped pass legislation that provided a 70% increase in funding for veterans' health care and benefits, over 10,200 new claims processors to reduce VA case backlogs, 18,000 new doctors and nurses, 145 new community-based vet outpatient clinics, and 92 new vet centers. And just last month, I helped pass H.R. 5854, the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs and Related Agencies Appropriation Act, which continues our commitment to our nation's veterans by ensuring the VA is able to provide quality medical care to more than 6.3 million patients in 2013, including 610,000 veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. This legislation also provides funding for the ongoing effort to create an integrated electronic health record that transitions from an individual's active service in the military to the VA, includes funds for VA homeless assistance programs and homeless veterans treatment cost. It also provides funding for mental health programs, including post-traumatic stress disorder and suicide prevention. We owe our freedoms and way of life to our veterans, and we must always recognize and thank them for their service. I will continue to fight for the needs and concerns of the nearly 60,000 veterans in Arkansas's 4th Congressional District, and to those men and women in uniform currently serving throughout the world. As your congressman, I will continue to honor our service members' sacrifice by ensuring we give our troops in harm's way the training and resources to safely and effectively complete their missions. When they do come home, I will continue to lead the fight to take care of them with the same due diligence as we do on the battlefield. Our veterans deserve the care, assistance, and respect that equals the risk and sacrifice they made to fight for this great country. We are fortunate to live in a country that every year on the 4th of July, we get to redeclare our independence. On this Independence Day, I ask that you please join me in continuing to honor and pray for our service members and their families who are sacrificing and fighting to defend the same principles our founders declared more than 230 years ago. From our nation's capital, this is Mike Ross, your United States Congressman, with another legislative update.